So let's talk about Anthem. I mean Destiny.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah.
Welcome, sorry, they're just like the same. I just get them confused in my head.
Of the Planet Anthem podcast. Oh, baby. Go ahead and get it out there
now. Because nothing about the show changes. We say all the same terms and expressions, and it makes sense.
God, we're still yelling at Bungie about Anthem.
Yeah. Come on, Bungie, get it together.
Why do warlocks fly slower than titans and hunters in Anthem? I don't get it.
Anthem is the confirmed Destiny killer, just like The Division.
One year ago, yeah. We get a new one every single year. But yo, it's E3 week, guys. What's good, man?
Woo!
E3 is in full swing. We just had the Microsoft press conference go or finish up about an hour or two ago. Did you guys get a chance to watch it?
I looked at the highlights.
I watched the 4K, super saturated, Xbox X. When they were pitching that Xbox One X, it was like they were just trying to overload consumers with as much techno babble bullcrap as they could. Like just a string of just teraflops, 4K, just nonstop talking about the specs on this thing. But wow, is this a fucking spaceship or is it a console? Like that's, I really feel like it might be like a hovercraft, actually, deep down.
Bill Spencer or whoever it was out on stage talking about like the most powerful console ever made. It's going to feature the XT1500 cooling system. And like rambles off this whole technology thing. And like, I'm just sitting there. My girlfriend's like, the fuck does that mean?
Exactly.
Like, I don't know.
It means nothing at all.
It means 4K Minecraft.
They were so excited about that. Like the super duper HD pack where you can play Minecraft in 4K. And I stopped because I was like,
Minecraft? What? Are you advertising?
Minecraft.
I know. 4K original Super Mario Bros. Next? Like, what's the point?
I can see the pixels. I can feel the pixels.
Touch. But they had a pretty good press conference, in my personal opinion. It does relate to Destiny, but they did what they needed to do. They showed off the Scorpio. They gave us a price range for it, $499, and they showed us the exclusive games that are going to be coming to the Scorpio, which is what I think it needed. Am I going to hop over from PlayStation? Nah.
But there's more relevance to play Xbox for those of us that play all of the boxes, that's great. And Public Battlegrounds, man, it's coming. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is coming.
That's a big get.
That is
a game that has been stealing all of our favorite Destiny content creators on Twitch.
Everybody,
come back, Lupo. Come back, Lupo.
We miss you, baby.
That's good. I like it. That I've missed all the stuff from E3. I've been super busy, man. So I'm gonna have to just bathe in all of your information.
The only thing that matters is Cuphead to me. I'm just going to be playing Cuphead nonstop single day. I'm no longer playing Destiny as soon as Cuphead comes out. I got 3 weeks of Destiny 2, then I'm full on Cuphead boy. You guys are welcome to jump ship with me.
What's Cuphead?
It's just like an old cartoony looking side scroller, basically, like an action-y game. But it's drawn to look like a 1930s like cartoon.
Steamboat Willie.
I'll play that with you. Can you do co-op?
I believe so, because it's got two guys and all of the stuff, so yes.
Sweet as a nut. We've had some information drop about various D2 things so far, but we haven't had the official Destiny 2 presentation hasn't occurred yet, has it?
It is tomorrow. I'm assuming it's going
to
be during the Sony
press
conference.
Perfect timing for us to have a podcast before the information.
Right before the info. Love it. The day before, so we can fill this episode with speculation. But no mention really of anything Activision in Microsoft's press conference, because it's probably going to all come out during Sony's press conference. I think they're going live tomorrow at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. So it'll be sometime tomorrow night for us and like Tuesday morning for you. Story. Sorry about that. Gotta wake up early.
That's all right, man. Well, maybe not. What time?
Look at this, man.
9
o'clock. No dedication to the cause.
So an hour, whatever
no
time.
No dedication.
Right
what
now,
time
sorry.
Am I up now, Megger? Excuse me. What time is it now?
Megger sounds I don't like this. I don't like that. All right.
Dangerously close.
I don't like that at all. You watch yourself, mister. All right.
Yo, Megger, that's our word. You can't use that word.
Wow. Oh, boy. I love
edit this
of you
part out when you put it on. Please.
Don't. Leave it there. Raw. This is raw.
It rhymes with Egger. So there you go.
That's right.
Anywho, if you're listening to this freaking ridiculous podcast either later on YouTube or, God forbid, iTunes, then the presentation will probably already have happened. Yeah. And we are getting a treat. I'm pretty sure we're going to get some footage of the Arc Strider. Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that going to happen? Yeah? Going to raise the voice at the end of the question? But if you've been paying attention to the Twitter, there is a Game Informer article that has been floating around kind of talking about the finer points of the Arc Strider Hunter. Did you guys get a chance to check that out?
I did. We got a couple of Game Informer articles, including, you know, like a 10-page, their 10-page article on Destiny 2 came out, and a couple of those pages focused on stuff like Destiny 2's story, its narration, the direction they're taking it, and the Arc Strider class, which is the new pole dancing hunter class, and I'm loving it. And they go through a nice little succinct version of the abilities that we're going to be getting in the Arc Strider class. You guys want to talk about that?
Yeah, number one, if the Arc Strider...
No, it's not important.
Let's not talk about it.
Number one, if the Arc Strider doesn't have a Feather Boa as a class item, I'm cancelling my pre-order.
We are out.
I was going to say if, like, Welcome to the Jungle doesn't immediately start playing whenever you pop your super, because that's like a great stripper song, that I pre-order canceled. But we got to see a few... Bye, Bones. We got to see a few things. They talked a bit about the grenades. Yeah, BRB. That's professional.
It's really it makes a lot of sense for those listening at home while he just posts a visual on the screen that says "Be right back." It's fine.
Okay. But we got to see the grenades. The grenades are basically all the same. We've got the skip grenades, your flux grenades, and your arc bolts coming back. Hopefully arc bolts are going to be a little bit closer to those year one arc bolts as opposed to the year three arc bolts. The jumps, we've got our high jump, strafe jump, which I'm guessing is just increased control. And then triple jump, which looks like it's going to be the standard on all of the hunter classes now. Which I'm okay with triple jump, you know, just take that bones with you.
I don't use Blink, and it seems pretty obvious with how they've treated Blink recently that they don't like Blink, and I'm not very surprised to see it gone.
Isn't it perfect? I mean, Blink started off Destiny 1 being like the tits, man. Blink was the tits, and then it was just like nerf and then nerf and nerf. Just take it out of the game. Like, if we can't make it good, just get it out of there. Get something else.
Killed it, and now they're burying it, and we're never going to talk about it again.
It's gone. Blink, what's that?
In my day, we had Blink, and we used it so well.
Shut up, Grandpa.
Grandpa.
Nobody cares, Grandpa.
We blinked down to the tower five miles uphill both ways.
Yeah, you know, it seems kind of like a running theme with Destiny 2. Things that Bungie don't like, they just kill. Special weapons, killed. Story, killed. Blink, killed. And it's not coming back. And I'd imagine it's probably going to be the same thing for whatever the Void Walker, whatever the Void Warlock class is going to be. Probably not going to have a Blink in there either. Yeah. So rest in peace. No more Blink. But you get triple jump as a stock.
I like triple jump.
Yay? Question mark? Sure, why not?
Like the community. Bungie, what happened to Blink? And Bungie's like, you get eye drops.
There it is.
Done.
There you go.
Wow.
The eye drops.
That was a great joke, everybody.
10 out of 10. That's what they come here for. The great story machine jokes.
There you go. I'm just warming up now, man. We carry joking. Man.
There it is. Boom, baby. We're just warming up.
Cheeky little one-liners.
It's going to be dynamite all night.
This isn't tea. This is whiskey, so, you know.
Going to get toe up in here.
Oh, yeah.
But so, they also went into... you know, some of the shared abilities. I believe the article states that Arcstrider has some of the same new class abilities that are available to the other Hunter subclasses. Mm-hmm. The structure of shared class abilities is going to be kind of the same across Warlocks and Titans as well. You'll have a set of abilities that that all of the subclasses per class will share. And for Hunters, of course, it's going to be Marksman's Dodge, which reloads your equipped weapon when you're dodging. Think the McCree ability from Overwatch. And then Gambler's Dodge, which is the same sort of dodge ability, but it kind of generates melee energy for you whenever you activate it. So all Hunter classes are basically getting Shade Step, and you'll have you'll be able to choose either between a Marksman Shade Step that reloads your weapon or a Gambler's Shade Step that gives you better melee cooldown. Cool! I think that's neat.
The melee cooldown one is cool, especially with the triple perk tree thing that the one that they described seemed like it was really in tune with the melee abilities. You should tell me what it said, because I don't remember all of it, and I feel like you've got it in front of you.
Great. I do. I actually have the article in front of me, so I can read it for everyone. So as you know, as Mega just eloquently stated, you have different kind of path trees for your perks here. And for the Arcstrider Hunter, you've got the Way of the Warrior, where its most intriguing ability is called Combat Flow, which recharges your dodge class ability upon getting a melee kill. So, you know, your dodge is on cooldown. You get a melee cool, it immediately recharges that dodge, so you can just go back into your Gambler's or your Marksman's Dodge. That's going to be used in conjunction with the Gambler's Dodge, of course, and so that you can kind of stay close range, get a melee attack, dodge, get a melee attack, dodge, get a melee attack, if you know you're crazy and like meleeing enemies in PvE.
Yeah.
One of those weird guys. That option is further accentuated by Deadly Reach, which extends the range of your melee lunge temporarily after you get a dodge. So you kind of get like a little bit of an amplitude effect on Hunters now, which salty, because that's a Warlock ability and you don't deserve it.
Well, I mean, we don't know just yet how far it's going to go. Where, I mean, I'm hoping deep down that it is that long, because that would be freaking amazing. I don't care who gets mad at me for saying that. I think it would be great. I was reading this and I was like, extended melee range, you say? That's definitely a way to get the eyes and the attention of a current Stormcaller main in the D1 meta.
Well,
like, tell me more.
The interesting thing is, if there's no one hit kill melees or no super high damage melees, then it really doesn't matter about stuff like that. You can use it more tactically.
Good point.
And because it looks like a two-hit kill melee might not even be.
It's not. It's three.
It's three, which is...
It's three.
That gets a massive thumbs up, man.
Yeah, that's pretty
imagine
cool.
If you get, like, a power weapon, like you got shotgun, you can shoot, melee, roll, shoot, melee. Like, you combine that crap over and over again.
That's
like
the new meta.
Very like, deadly.
You're going to have to know how many shots to put into your enemy. Like, two body, bam. Or, like, you know, one body, one head, bam. And, like, it's going to be how far... How weak can you get them before you put them into that, like, I can fuck you up with my melee kill range? And then if you have that really long deadly reach, depending on how long it is, that could be really freaking awesome. So keep your eyes peeled on that.
Okay, I want to say something real quick. You guys know that, I don't know how you guys watch basketball or not, but you know that Kevin Durant meme where it's like about him changing teams every time he loses? I want to see that meme become a thing with Fallout Space every time something powerful for a new subclass gets announced. Like my new subclass, and it's just
you made signal now.
Yeah.
Got it. Confirmed. Hunter Master Race.
There you go. Hop and chip already. But additionally, they have an ability called Lethal Current, which makes your Arc Staff attacks hit twice after dodging. So in your super, you know, you dodge and then your Arc Staff will hit, I guess, twice per swing now, which I don't know how that's going to relate to how much energy it uses, if it uses twice as much energy or if it's just double the hit with the same amount of energy per swing. That would be cool and busted. But and then finally, we've got Shocking Blow, which makes your fists emit lightning on a strike. What that means, I have no idea.
I don't know what that means either. I have no idea.
Yeah. I'm guessing maybe it's like an AoE, kind of
maybe,
like
what
Striker
them
Titans get.
Damage area on the ground, maybe? Or like you hit them and if they have a teammate nearby, little like conductive electricity kind of action going on. I don't know.
Take all the stuff from the other shocky
classes.
Just
sounds like if my teammate's using that, I'm just going to pull out my Risk Runner, which gains extra damage when arc damage hits me or something. And then look at that. Counters. We're breaking down this meta already. We got the counters already fucking laid out for you all. That's why you come to this podcast.
But then after that, we've got the other path called the Way of the Wind. And this one's kind of built around speed and kind of rapid fire hits and always moving. This path changes up the focus of your melee attacks to a disorienting blow, where striking an enemy with this melee will disorient them, leaving them vulnerable. And if you get a kill with the disorienting blow, it instantly recharges that melee. So think sort of Stoke the Forge on Sunbreaker Titans. You get a melee kill, it immediately charges that melee, which is cool. Where was I? I lost my spot. Oh, there we go.
Rabble, don't let him know.
See, I got
never
disoriented.
Let him know.
I was talking about it.
You got disoriented by the melee.
Now it's recharged. After that, we've got Lightning Reflexes, which will let you take less damage when dodging while Arc Staff is active. So when you're in your super, dodging will kind of give you a bit of a damage debuff.
I like that.
I
like that a lot. I don't mean to cut you off, but I am totally going to cut you off. I really like Lightning Reflexes. I think that sounds really cool because, like, from the clips that we've seen, you're not just, like, running into crowds of people. You know what I mean? Oh, is Bones back?
Yes.
Bones is back.
Great. Awesome. Bones is back. you're not going to be running into crowds of people. You're going to be, like, tumbling into crowds of people. You know what I mean? Like, we've seen a lot of footage with these
tumbling.
Just
I like
going
to
freaking
imagine
crazy.
A
They're
ribbon,
tumbling
like
everywhere.
Like a ribbon dancer, like a gymnast.
It's going to be like Cirque du Soleil up in Crucible, and I think that like Lightning Reflexes on the Arc Strider, I think it's going to be a good perk. I mean, it depends on how much the damage reduction is going to kick in when you're doing your little dodge or whatever. If it's like 50%, that's going to be great. If it's like 10%, not really super hype, but yeah, I mean, we'll take it. But I think it's a cool perk to have. So
yeah. And then after that, we've got Battle Meditation, which when critically wounded, your melee and grenades will recharge faster. So when you it's kind of like, what is it, Pulse Wave on Stormcallers right now, whichever ability, when your health gets low, you get that agility buff. With this, when your health gets low, your grenades and melees will recharge faster to kind of accentuate that whole fast movement in and out of combat sort of build. Finally, we've got Focus Breathing, which will turn your hunter into, as the article calls it, a speed machine. With this ability active, sprinting reduces your dodge cooldown and you gain increased sprint speed. So Focus Breathing means you run faster. As you're running, your dodge is going to cool down faster. Again, this build is all about constant momentum. You want to be Sonic the Hedgehog with this thing, in and out of combat, never stopping.
So it's like the Frosties, but it makes you faster, too.
Yeah, it makes you faster, too.
I like it.
And I think it's a pretty cool build between the Way of the Warrior being all about managing your grenade and melee cooldowns and dodging, and the Way of the Wind being basically all about speed. Just a speed demon. It's cool.
Speed could be like very desirable perks, anything that increases your speed, because the general feedback from anyone that played was that things felt a tiny little bit slower.
Well, there's no more Titan skating and there's no more Warlock surfing, to a degree. So it's probably going to be really desirable to run around even a little bit quicker.
Just a little bit
than quicker, the other guy.
Maybe, yeah, that's it is interesting, yes.
So we all got to go fast. Yes, okay.
We all got to go fast. And that's the two branches that the Game Informer article today came out with and gave us a little bit of an insight on how Arkstrider is going to play. And, of course, every single subclass for every class is going to have different branches of builds that you can work with. And I think that's really, really exciting because it provides kind of both a more comprehensive character build and a more simple character build than what we have in Destiny right now. And those builds are a lot more focused around a specific style of play. Like one of the things I was thinking about when reading this, especially with the Way of the Wind, it allows the hunter to finally be that super fast, super speedy, super agile class that that hunters were always meant to be. Whereas, in Destiny 1, you want to move fast, just pick a Titan.
Be Titan.
Yeah.
Took us 3 years, hunters, but we're going to be there. We're going to be the fast ones. We got it. When I first made a hunter and I was like, I'm going to be the fast guy. It's finally going to be the thing.
Not so much.
Although, you know, the Titan skating always did make sense to me on paper because Bungie was always like, we want the Titan to be like the kick down the door subclass, you know what I mean? Yeah. The first in combat. I'm like, I definitely feel that way when I'm Titan skating around. I'm kicking everything fucking down. I'm right in there. But yeah, I mean, yeah, the Hunters, they need a little oomph. And I mean, I like the way that I've been going back and forth actually on how they've been doing the skill tree, because I mean, everyone's been talking about like the new system. It takes away, you know, the customization factor. You can't like mix and match with the perks on the skill tree the way you can in D1. Yeah. And, you know, upsetting maybe a little bit, maybe, but I think it could be a lot cleaner in D2 with this new system. And someone brought up to me in Twitch, which is something I'd never thought of before, which is like if they wanted to release more paths on the skill tree, because think about D1 right now. Let's say they wanted to change up a skill tree or like add more perks to like, I don't know, the Blade Dancer or whatever. They can't really do that because the skill tree is like really carved in stone. What are you going to do? Add more circles at the bottom? Like it doesn't work that way. But with D2, you could in theory just be like, hey, here's a brand new path of the fucking whatever. And they just throw it right there on the skill tree. And then, hey, brand new path that you can pick because you're only allowed to take one path at a time. It could technically be easier to just add them from out of thin air.
It might also be easier from a balance perspective than trying to create an entirely new subclass and seeing how is this going to completely
because it has to synergize with everything on the skill path right now if you add something.
Yeah.
Whereas with this new one, just has to synergize with the grenades and the jump, really. The rest of it is all locked in on that path. So.
Right.
Yes, definitely agree. I think it's going to lead to more diverse builds anyway. Like, two options that are both really good for different play styles is still more than I see most people run. I feel like most of the time, if you're playing something, you basically play that subclass like a set way, or most people all play like one way. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's always like really high armor I'm running and I want to go fast as a striker Titan.
it's kind of like the counterpoint to, we're not going to have like creative abilities to custom mix and match, you know what I mean? We're gonna have to take one skill path. What if we want to mix and match? There's no variety. But like, is there a lot of variety in D1 right now? I play a Stormcaller.
Really?
Do you think I'm ever taking off the Amplitude perk? Like, are you out of your mind? I'm never doing that. Like, they're the perks that are in D1 right now, you take the best perk on the tree and that's it. Mm-hmm. And like, I mean, sometimes you like switch around like, do I want to put on like an arc bolt or a thunder nade or a lightning nade or whatever the freak it is, storm nade for my storm collar today. But it's like, it's splitting hairs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In D2, you're going to have to make really big decisions because let's say there's two skill paths. One of them has a really insane perk that's like top tier, but so does the other one. You know what I mean? You can't in D1, it would just be like, I'm just going to take that one and that one because they're both amazing. Mm-hmm. But now you actually have to sit down and think, okay, which of these OP perks do I want to pick? How do I want to play? You know what I mean?
I just keep thinking of like the play styles being related to actual players too, and being able to connect with something like that, and being able to watch someone who's just really good with one attunement and the other guy who's still a Dawnblade but really good with the other one, or they just prefer that one. And because like, you know, that we've got like, Warlock Masterclass, where it's like, I play all three anyways. Like that's not a whole lot, but you can just continue to fine tune your identity as a player. Like you're an Arc Strider, but you love the Way of the Wind and you just gotta go fast. But then a different Arc Strider is a little more like combative melee, you know, always in the face and aggressive and warrior and stuff like that. I'm really excited to just see if good players kind of gravitate towards one or the other, just so they can truly show which path, you know, what it looks like at its full potential.
It might be easier to figure out your enemies too. You know what I mean? Like you're in a game of PvP and then you see a warlock coming at you and he kills you a certain way. And you're like, okay, he's running that path because he just did that to me. Now I know I'm going to think about how to fight him or engage him differently, knowing that that's the path that he has on his skill tree, you know?
Yeah.
It would be nice if things work like that. You know, there's like a few branches, a few different avenues to go down instead of having the same, I must play like this, and if I don't, I'm going to be at a disadvantage.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, and I like the idea of, I think it's way more interesting to have to make make a choice and sacrifice to take a perk you don't care about or a perk that's not as good, but you really want a different perk, as opposed to getting to select all the best perks. There's no real sacrifice in choosing one subclass in Destiny 1. It's just like, use the best thing on that. And now you do have to say, I'm going to sacrifice a little bit of this so I can be faster. How do I adjust to make up for the gap that the other hunter gets instead, or that the other Titan or whatever? I think it's way more interesting to have to take a little bit of risk as opposed to just always going in with perfect setup.
Good call.
Yes. I was going to say, that's actually a thing when I got Destiny 1 that I remember being a little bit disappointed about, was a lack of sacrifice in the skill tree. Like, it was just like, I kind of like that feeling where I'm like, oh shit, I don't know what to pick right now. Like, I'm really worried about it, you know? And I feel like, I think that's going to be a fun thing when trying to choose what to play in the game.
If anything, we need more sacrifice, all right?
Yes.
Like a new skill tree options. Like, if you pick this, you have an 80% chance of going flawless in trials, but at the same time, your mother gets the flu. So you want to pick that skill tree, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. Sacrifice. This subclass has boosted armor recovery and agility and double grenades, but also you will just randomly combust through a round. You don't know which round, but at one point in this game, you're going to explode.
Massive debuffs. I like it.
You can one-shot body with all snipers, but if you jump, then you lose half your health.
Two jumps and you die.
Yes, exactly.
Your console bricks like 50% of the time if you're running that subclass. I'm glad we're back on the hype train, though. I mean, okay, so quick clarification for those of you who, we didn't have a podcast last week, but the week before that we had it. It was just, who was it? It was like me, Story, Link? Who was it?
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Phones and we don't want to be part of this shit show. Yeah, well, just, I got
and three of us. Yeah.
We had said in advance, we were like, all right, because we had totally hyped it up. We were fresh off the D2 reveal. We were like riding really high and we were super hyping everything up, but we were talking about no potential negatives. You know what I mean? We were being super pro everything. So we're like, okay, next week we're going to talk a little bit about the possible downside.
The community concerns.
The concerns.
Community concerns as topics. And we quelled them.
And we got some interesting feedback on that episode. Fucking, I got into it with somebody on Twitter, which probably shouldn't have done, but whatever. I was like, God, Fallout, why are you being such a negative Nancy in this episode of the podcast?
Cry about it.
Like, can we ever win with, like, in the community? I don't know. I just feel
there's
like
there's a huge misconception to what's negative and what's actual criticism. Yeah. I think it, I don't know where that gets, like, confused.
It's just like when we hype things up and we're like, wow, I'm really excited about this. They're like, wow, and you didn't talk about how no 60 FPS, you're a fucking shill. How much is Bungie paying? And we're like, okay,
we'll do an episode
where we talk
week.
About the negative stuff. And then we talk about the negative stuff. Like, wow, Fallout, you're being a bitch right now.
What do you want to talk
about? Just, you know, what would be a great episode is if we just say, like, oh, currently Destiny 1 is the worst meta ever, and we just talk about stickies for an hour. Nothing, no hot takes. Just like, we just say how bad they are, and we don't say anything.
Can we get Shake
else.
As a guest on the podcast when we do that one? Because I think you'd have a lot to say.
In the salt corner.
Yeah.
With Shake.
It's topical.
But there's always a wild card, and that is that, you know, when in doubt, talk about Pokemon. That's what I've noticed.
Love it. Love it.
Pokemon Ultra Sun and Moon?
See, look straight away.
Can you believe
that
they did it? Remakes of Diamond and Platinum.
Oh, my God.
I've only got, like,
Sinnoh lovers.
I've got to throw it in.
Am I right, bro?
Fucking garbage.
Stop throwing a Mentos into a bottle of Coke. You know, it's
why,
like,
would they not release Pokemon it on the Switch? It's like, why? Are you idiots right now? What are you even
talking about? It's not a handheld, okay? Nintendo doesn't consider the Switch to be a handheld, all right? It's a console. It's a home console. That's what they refer to it as. The 3DS is still the handheld.
Garbage.
Pokemon is for handheld.
Like, just like the DS and the Game Boy were going to be at the same time when they both came out. That's all I'm saying. They were like, we're not getting rid of the Game Boy, guys. And then DS sold. How many is that? Like, oh, like 50 million of these? All right, we're done with the Game Boy.
Can we talk about how Pokemon is shrinking the skill gap for the fucking casuals of the Nintendo world?
Yep.
Fucking taking
introducing
notes
RNG
Bungie
elements into battle. That is just destroying competitive play.
Garbage.
Yeah, what were we talking about?
I don't fucking know. Said Pokemon. No idea.
We're talking about how great Destiny 2 is.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, back on the hype train for D2.
Yeah, back on that hype. God,
we're
that
so hype.
Super duper hype. What do you think? Will there be any surprises for us at the E3 reveal, or are we just going to see Arc Strider and that's it? Or are we going to get something like crazy?
I'd be happy if we just saw the Arc Strider. Like, if they just, no one came out and said anything. Like, I'm done with all these, like, E3 scripted, hi, I'm so-and-so. I'm here to tell you about the new features. Like, just shut up.
You
I don't
see
care.
Those mountains?
Bungie you doing a good job of throwing an extra
don't give
5 minutes
that
of nothing but footage to show it to me. Don't say anything. Shut up. Sit in the corner, and we'll watch it. And be like,
I just want them to want like Luke Smith to press play, and then like Anthem starts playing, and they're like, oh, not that one.
Hold on.
Can we pause?
Rip.
Bungie have been doing a good job of like throwing an extra hat into the ring anyway with these reveals, so maybe there might be a little other taster of something to chew on, I think.
Yeah, everyone's saying in the chat right now, and by everyone, I mean like three people. the release date of the beta.
Yes.
That's what everyone's really hype about. They're going to announce the date of the beta. Everyone's like, oh, when is it going to be? Is it going to be on Bungie Day? Like, you know, something with sevens in it? Or are they going to make us suffer and not release until September or something like that? No idea.
I got a pre-order. If this beta's coming, I should probably pre-order Destiny 2, right? I should probably
I
get on
that.
Pre-order Destiny 2 the day the pre-order came out on PlayStation 4.
Pre-order your infinite amount of digital copies out there the day it comes. I'm not fucking buying a physical. I can pre-order it the day before the beta.
Hey, I'm so glad that you said that, because I was just sitting here the other day and I was like, I haven't pre-ordered Destiny 2 yet.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a fucking content creator.
It's because we're both holding out on hope that if we shill hard enough, Bungie will just give us copies, right? Yeah.
I'm just going to cancel my pre-order. Duh.
Yeah.
But you don't get the digital items, though. Like, the stuff that all the Activision handouts and things like that seem to be, like, without any of that. It's just, like, basic copies and stuff. So you miss out by not pre-ordering.
Yeah, but you don't have to pay money.
What if
you get a pair of furry socks for your Arc Strider or that feather boa I was talking about earlier on, and you can never have it ever again, and that's it? You've got to play for the next 3 years like a chump without that class item.
Yeah, without the sexy stuff.
I know this is like a super fucking hot take. I just hate the pre-order game. I hate that so much. I know it's how the industry works.
Oh, yeah.
It's the nature of the beast. We all accept it, but like, it's just so annoying. And like, they throw this dumb little things at you. Like, I think for Gears of War eons ago, they were like, oh, pre-order and you get the gold Lancer. And I'm like, who fucking cares? Same gun, it's gold. Why do you care?
I just don't like
it's the status thing. Symbol Fallout.
I like the pre-order stuff if it's something I'm gonna use in the long term. Mm-hmm. But like, and that's like kind of Destiny hasn't been perfect about that. They've had some things where it's like, oh, cool, like that shader. The three Black shaders, man. great, because I love those shaders and they're, or like a event shader, that kind of thing. But like when it's like, oh, get exclusive access to the Suros Armory, and I'm like, you mean the six green weapons that I deleted? Like, what are you even talking about?
You got the cool Sparrow when you pre-ordered it originally.
Yeah, the GameStop Red Sparrow. I'm like, I don't even know where that went. And I that bugs me, where it's just like, especially in a game like Destiny, where it's like you're dismantling stuff literally every 5 minutes
they can't give you something that's amazing, because then it's pay to win, and so it's like, what are they supposed to give me?
So in a world with Destiny, it's got to be emblems, it's got to be shaders, and that stuff I'm really happy with. Emotes were kind of starting when they first did that, but I'm assuming we'll get some cool emotes, like the original dances for Taken King weren't like great, but it is something I can continue to use. I just don't want like a gun that's like, you got this bow and you equipped it for the first 5 levels, so you're like a little OP, and then it immediately became underwhelming.
Not even
and you
a
just
little
got
OP.
Something.
Yeah. Like, you're absolutely right. I remember like the Vanguard Foundry and the Suros Foundry weapons. I literally used those for like one story mission before I had something better. And I was like, I pre-ordered for this.
I'm pretty sure I didn't remember to get those, and then I did a few missions and went to the tower, and I was like over leveled for them. I'm like, was that the pre-order stuff?
Completely worthless.
Very cool. I don't know about you guys, but I actually have I don't want to see a whole much more of the game. When I say I want to, it's mean I'm like cannot control myself if it's out there. Like, yes, I want to watch it, totally. But like, I've been doing a good job. I have not seen a lot of the strike. I've seen so many like short clips from it from people's, you know, YouTube, like little clips and stuff like that. But I've not watched the strike, and I didn't play it at the event. And like, I don't really want to see the patrol, because I want that to be something I can just go explore. Mm-hmm. And I don't want any more of the campaign, because, and this is what I'm worried about for the beta. And not that this game is the same, but in the D1 beta, you got all the Earth missions and a moon mission.
One or two moon missions, yeah.
And well, yeah, different scenario, but that ended up being like 25% of the story mission. So
base Destiny.
Like, and this is going to be better too. So I don't want to see all the like opening cinematics and cutscenes and that sort of thing. And like, I know I'm going to play it. It's not like I'm going to like not touch the beta, but I just hope that they keep it how the D2 reveal was. I thought that was a great idea, because they even explained that that first mission was condensed for demo purposes.
Yes.
Like, just give me that demo purpose thing.
We all know that's because there was totally a spaceship fight in the middle of the mission that they cut out. That's my current theory. You get in a spaceship, and then it goes to another FPS section. So it's got to be something there, is all I'm saying. Like, where else would they cut it out? So, spaceship battles, 100% confirmed in Destiny 2.
You heard it here.
You heard it here.
That's right.
Absolutely the case. Yeah. Promise. Sight.
Bones, I'm with you. Like, you walk that fine line where you like you want the info because you're like, oh, like somebody put out an article on the Arc Strider, and I'm like, you know, I'm gonna read it. Like, I'm not gonna not read it. You know what I mean? But like,
sat there for like a minute. I don't need to click on this.
I don't need it. That SpongeBob meme where he's like sitting there dry and Sandy's. Like,
I don't need it. I don't need it.
With his face popping out.
But yeah, I'm the same way with movies. It's like I feel you. Like when the new Star Wars came out, like whatever, a year or 2 years ago, whatever it was, the episode 8.
So yeah. Seven.
No, seven. Seven. Got it. I can count.
Eight's this year.
Yeah, when episode 7 came out, I saw the one trailer, and I was like, that's it. I'm done. And I'm not watching anything else. And then, like, you know, weeks and months later, my friend's like, yo, did you see the new trailer? Nope. Didn't see it. Don't fucking tell me about it. Closing out of Facebook right now. I don't want to see it.
Yes, I agree with all this because I want to play Destiny. I want to put it in, and I want I want to discover something when I'm playing. So like, I don't want to know. I just want to be playing and stumble upon something, and then text you guys and be like, "OMG, did you see this thing right here?" You know. But if they show us too much,
it's the culture now. Like, it's like advertising and marketing is so strong and hard to avoid with the internet. It's not even like you can be that crazy person that's just like, nope, I'm going to walk to work with my – I'm going to memorize the steps to work so I don't see anything. It's like, that's hard to do. So you can just see stuff by accident. Yeah. But like, how awesome is it when you very rarely go to a movie and you really didn't know what it was? Maybe your friend is like, we're seeing this. And you're like, whatever, I want to socialize. And then you're like, oh, this movie's great because I didn't watch a single commercial for it or see anyone.
Nothing was spoiled. No line that I heard like 40 times in the trailer.
Like, that's such a rare treasure these days. And I know it's not going to be 100% possible for Destiny since I've already touched it. But like, I just hope they maintain
some
surprises.
I love the idea that if any of us could avoid it, I'm assuming all of our Twitters it would be impossible to avoid any Destiny 2 news if any of us got on the internet.
You'd have to shut down.
Who do you follow? Like 500 Destiny like contact creators?
That all they do is post Destiny information literally 24/7.
Like, remember when the poster got leaked? Remember Twitter that day? You couldn't go for 10 seconds without refreshing your feed and seeing like somebody talking about the poster.
Yeah, you're gonna have to move.
I'm gonna
quit my job and go live in the woods and like hike to Canada and back and make that time. And I'm gonna come back on the episode and I'll just be putting my headphones on and I'll have like a much longer beard than Mega. And you guys will just be like, did you know that your guardian can turn solid gold and kill everything on the map at once? And I'll be like, oh, that's cool. I haven't seen that yet. And I'll just be like really zen about it. I won't be like freaking out at all. That's the world I want to live in.
Where's Bones? There. He lives on the Alp all the way up there.
So Bones,
there's no internet up there.
Bones up in his ivory tower.
See that Alp? You can ride your Sparrow to it. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, I think there's definitely something special about being able to walk into an experience like this for the first time, have no prior knowledge about it. I remember the first time I stepped into the Cosmodrome. Because the only experience I really had with Destiny before it came out was the trailer back in 2013, and I jumped into the beta without really having paid attention to any of the media surrounding it. And yeah, that sense of wonder of, man, this is something brand new, that really is something to be cherished. Beautiful, Mega. That was my face. Just...
yeah, there it is.
And
you look like a kazoo kid.
Yeah,
I do like to sing.
So. But I think.
Do you remember going to the grotto in the Cosmodrome?
Yeah,
underneath, and then there's an ogre, and you're kind of freaked out that there's an ogre in that cave, and then you kill that ogre, and you're like, hell yeah! And then you go in that cave, and there's nothing in that cave.
I thought maybe Destiny was gonna be like half like scary, like Doom or something, when I first played it, and like the Hive first showed up, and I was like, Jesus, like this is creepy. Like, I was legitimately like frightened, like I was a kid playing Doom again, and I was like, oh shit, is this what this game's gonna turn into?
Yeah, the Forgotten Shore. When you go into to eventually where Rasputin's bunker winds up being, and you find that ascendant of Oryx down there, who when you first start the game is like level ? You're like, what is this supposed to be, this unkillable enemy? And it was nothing for a year and a half, but that sense of wonder is and I think we're all really looking forward to that. And I think Bungie's already stated that the main bits that they're going to be showing off at E3 this year is going to be mostly the stuff that was already available at the Destiny 2 event, with the addition of Arc Strider being playable. So probably the same strike, the same same Crucible game mode. So hopefully they're not going to spoil too much of it for us, because I'm with you guys. I want, whenever we head into the beta, since I have no hope of making it past that point without seeing anything, I want that moment to be just like that fresh new experience where I have no idea what I'm doing. And everything's new.
Yeah,
that is definitely something special.
It comes down to the beta, and I'd be really, really impressed if they keep a lot hidden. I hope there's no patrol in the beta. They had a little bit of everything in the old beta. I really just hope they don't let us wander around. I don't know. Like I'm happy to play Countdown on two maps over and over and over and over and over again until I memorize them. But that's all I want out of the beta. If there's
put this
more,
man on a leash. He needs boundaries, all right? Don't let him wander free.
Yeah, like seriously. One of
those crazy kids at the grocery store with like a harness on him. That's what we need to do to Bones. Don't let him wander around too much.
Did you just call me a leash kid?
You are a leash kid.
Well, if we don't put a leash on you, we're going to find you like in the clothing rack, like hiding in the middle of it, trying to scare moms when they go to reach for something, all right? Can't trust this kid.
Can't trust him.
That's the good thing about Alps. You can just tie the leash around the point and he can just dangle there and we'll let him down when Destiny 2 comes out.
On your personal Alp. There you go.
Yeah. I'm going to my Alp.
Destiny 2 is out now. Unhook Bones. Bring him down. Warm enough?
This is what happens when we're all on this podcast. It's nonsense. It's a nonsense show. Yeah,
it's been
leaving. I'm leaving like Bones did. I'm out of here.
I can't even fetch a dog. I don't have my dogs with me anymore. I can't produce a hound. Oh, it went all yellow.
Yeah, it does that. Yeah,
it's been 0 days since our last nonsense.
Like Link's cam wigging out reminds me of the what's that film? Unfriended. It's a Facebook film.
I'm killing like horror movies.
Behind you,
horror.
Spook BL. That's me. I'm coming for you. You're first, Mega. I'm coming for you first.
I feel like the finger's about to come out of the laptop, like toward me. I'm going to be able to grab your hand. I don't like it. I don't like it, guys. I'm scared. Help me.
Do we want to talk about the rotating trials maps that we've had over this weekend?
Sure.
Is that something to talk about?
I played trials. Yes.
Also, Iron Banner was this week for anyone who cares.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Iron Banner, just I got on. I'm like, oh, it's Iron Banner right now,
that's
I guess.
Kind of the
okay.
Point where it's at. It's like, we love Destiny. We always love Destiny. We're dedicated. We have a freaking podcast about it, but like,
yeah.
We're just kind of like waiting on D2. We're just like, oh, yeah.
I still played 15 hours of Destiny this week still, and I mean, yeah, it's fine. I'm just playing because I don't care what the stuff that's available to me is. I'm just running around shooting stuff. It's same old, same old. Yeah. I think
everybody that's played incessantly over the last 3 years is all kind of dispersed onto trying different things or just, you know, like refocusing and stuff like that. I'm still going to play. I'm still playing. I'm still, you know, playing each week, just less hours, you know, while you're waiting for... I think as soon as they threw the possibilities of and the new dimensions of a new game into the mix, you just so intently focused on that.
All focus is now on D2. I can't run around this tower doing Age of Triumph missions when I know full well this tower won't exist in months.
I don't care about any of this.
I'm trying to warn everyone. I'm running around to the Vanguard. You guys gotta listen. You're blind, haven't you? Your tower. What are you doing?
That mega guy, he's a psychopath.
That crazy prophet down the street. The end is nigh.
All the college kids are making fun of you.
crazy old man Mega.
Oh, the classic guy on the college campus.
I actually played some private matches last night, and I have to say it was the quickest way and an unexpected way for me to just start loving Destiny again. And I feel like that's really the only way I can do it now. Like, I can have some fun playing Trials because I'm with a team. It's always more fun when I actually have the headset on. Just dropping into control by myself is kind of feels crazy to me at the moment. Like, what am I doing right now? I should go to sleep.
Am I doing this?
But so we played some 5v5 awesome before, and it was a blast because we did a no HUD rift, 4v4 rift. That was very fun. And
Well,
it was kind of like the idea is ready like what's more interesting, and that sort of put those restrictions on it that might be restrictions comparatively in D2. But we put like shaders on to be team color, so you could sort of recognize each other in Rift, or in no HUD, which you can't do if you're just playing pubs. If you want to try the no HUD challenge. And then stuff like that. It was so much fun just doing all snipers or something like that. This is the way that Destiny's always been the best. Mm-hmm. So I can definitely still get something out of a very old game that's about to be replaced by an upgrade, as long as you like put a little bit more effort into playing, which can be tough.
But they're never replaced, though.
Matches.
All the games are still being played by... There's like always diehards that are like, no, I don't like this new game. I will play the old game forever.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen, man. I know there's still... When I was like big into Battlefield and stuff, there were still people clinging on to the first and second and, no, this new fandangled thing, I don't like that. I'm going to play this one. I guarantee it, man. I wonder if things like Trials are going to continue in D1, you know, because Bungie said specifically that they're leaving the servers online. And this is one of the benefits in the peer-to-peer side of things, is that you don't have to worry too much. As long as the main servers are online for the game data, everything else is just console to console. So it carries on, man. So, like, is there still going to be a rotary... you know, weekly ding-dong happening? Is there still going to be Trials? Because if there is, people will still play, you know.
Yeah.
And I like that, though. I think that's pretty cool, man. The fact that it's still open and you can go and have a walk down memory lane.
Like, of course, 4 years from now, I'm going to get it on. I'm going to see someone complaining about the Trials map in Destiny 1 or something.
Fucking stickies! God damn it!
You're insane.
That's really interesting to think about that, because there are tons of games I would love to like pop in and play now that I really can't. But Destiny could, in theory, be there for much longer than those games were. So
not forever. That's the thing.
But it could be for a
couple of years at least.
Yeah, I can't imagine like 2 years from now somebody who is still loading in to control like
yo
Destiny
guys
1.
Iron
like,
Banner this week in Destiny 1.
All right, baby, it's 2019. Trials carries D1, let's go. Weekend Trials,
get it. crazy. Get your 2019
it took 2 hours to find a match, and it was in Korea somewhere.
And it was Creator Jake.
It's going to be me clinging to my universal remote still. Like, I won't give it up. I need my shotguns. Baby.
My vault can't get destroyed if I'm still in D1.
You never have to give it up.
I had an interesting weekend in Iron Banner, though, because my girlfriend got a PlayStation 4.
Okay.
Finally.
Woo!
And, hey, yeah, watch out, anybody on PS4. You're about to get Peregrine grieved.
God, yeah. Yeah, so we're gonna officially like play D2 on PlayStation 4 as like main console. So she was like, right, fuck on it, I'll just get one now. So she's playing D1, and we were leveling up. We were power leveling her this weekend. And she was like, well, we could play Iron Banner. Like, well, what light level are you? She's like, 330. Like, that's probably a bad idea.
It's going to be rough.
I don't know this about my girlfriend. She's actually fucking disgusting at PvP. So we loaded up. It physically wouldn't let her play Iron Banner. So I was like, whatever, just join my game. And I bring it. I was like, you sure you want to do this? Like, yeah. So we go in, and she's like murdering people. Like, because she's unlocked Shoulder Charge.
That's all
what
you
else
need.
What else do you need? So she has like a blue auto rifle, and she's going like 2.0 KD with these like ridiculous shoulder charges. Okay, then.
Oh, well, man. Let's see if Anno doesn't know what a primary is. Confirm she is that person who just shoulder charges shoulder you the whole match. Game long. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, but it's fun playing, helping someone level up a character again from scratch. You get those old familiar feelings. You know what I mean? You're like, you get a 355 helmet. You're like, oh, nice. New helmet, dude. New helmet.
I hate when I level up a new character every time I hold on to like blue stuff that I know I'm not going to use or I'm not going to need or just garbage low stuff like for too long. I know. No, I'm always like, oh, well, what if I need to use like, what if I need a scout rifle later? This is my best scout. So I hold on to it. But I'm like, I know I'm not going to pull out this blue scout rifle. Like, and I always end up just having to. Yes, I end up having to just mass dismantle crap once I finally hit 400 life. And I hate it. I'm not, that's going to be rough for me in Destiny 2. A whole new world of loot that I have to sit there like, can I delete this? Does it have a slightly better perk on it for right now that I'm never going to get?
The question is, how many weeks will we be into D2 where Bones is going to be like on Twitter being like, I want to kick you in the dick right now for like, why do you have this in your vault? Clean your vault, motherfucker.
First hour of the vault. That's Bones' first tweet about the game. Maybe. Yes.
Cupboard police. Why have you got
I know
this
you're on mission
cupboard?
3 and still using that white hand cannon that you don't need. I know it's in your inventory. I know for a fact that you still have it.
My only engine. Like it's got rangefinder. I like it.
Sentimental value, my first chosen weapon.
What if I need to load into PvP and I don't have a good hand cannon? What if this one's good?
You never know.
Hey, yeah. Any gun could be that one green sniper that body shots people, all right? Anyone.
Exactly.
Gun
could be that gun. That's right. Freaking exactly.
I'm holding on to everything in E2 so I can be that guy who tests everything and then drops that really weird esoteric gun out of nowhere on YouTube that gets
everyone
wild.
Any gun could be the Xerxes.
New meta that you never knew existed.
Getting them views, baby. Getting them.
You never know what's going to be the next Xerxes C with focus fire. You never know.
Exactly.
Shall we open up for questions? Shall we?
Sure.
I think we could. I think that the chat are positively holding back with all of questions and fun and stuff like that. Let's open the gates.
I like it. I saw a question earlier, way earlier, that was, why am I so much more manly than Fallout? And I'm not. Fallout is an adult. I'm a child. I am a child still. I am not more manly than Fallout in any way. Look at
except
him.
For hair. And tone of voice, and generally the way he carries himself.
But not hand size.
But not hand size. Dude, did you know Mega has, if you meet Mega at the Guardian God event.
Hey guys, not to derail here, but did you guys read this Game Informer article that hasn't officially come out yet?
Yes.
Are we allowed to?
Excuse me, we were talking about Mega's hands.
Talking about how I have hands smaller than like a 5-foot tall woman.
No,
it's out. We are allowed to talk about it because if you subscribe to Game Informer, you can access this magazine. Yeah. It's not like someone
it's under embargo
into their mainframe.
We hacked into the mainframe. We got the information.
I feel like this is a quote that I could just say and we could get a good conversation out of it. But on this page about PvP, Luke Smith says, PvP is sorted into two playlists now. Quick play is the place where you're going to find more party games, Control, Clash, Supremacy, blah, 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 blah. Competitive play has two modes.
Oh.
One that they're not talking about right now, and the other is Countdown, and they're both objective modes. So, yeah.
Ranked and unranked playlists.
Is that, said, so that's great.
Is that
my audio
a thing?
Cut out.
I believe he said quick play and competitive.
Quick play. Let's that's ranked and unranked. That's just another. That's it.
It's a rephrasing, I believe, of ranked and unranked. Yeah. Probably. Maybe.
Maybe. Sounds question like mark.
I mean, obviously, oh, cool, it's though. It would be defined by the matchmaking policy, but yeah, like that would be pretty damn nifty because that's after being sucked into the Overwatch love tube for me this week. I'm, you know, having that there, having unmanipulated matchmaking is just awesome. So if that's the way that Destiny's going, I'm going to be holding a party in my neighborhood with bunting and sausages and stuff like that, man.
The sausages.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I think we'll have to turn that into E3 tomorrow night for the Sony conference. And ooh, I don't know what they'll be talking about. They might just
awesome,
say.
Awesome, man. Good call. But I'm
excited.
Like, good fun.
Possibly.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
That's huge.
That is a big deal.
That's like an alp. There we go.
That's an alp.
So that's the second one.
Ride your sparrow too.
I'm calling it right now that there's going to be people who complain like month one of D2 who are like, why are these sweaty fucking people playing the quick play? Go playing competitive if you want to be a tryhard about it.
Just hold the
Nothing like E3 to bring to the surface all of those hypocritical complaints that gamers have and how separate all gamers think, where it's just how it was just like, why no games do split screen anymore? Come on, let me play with on the couch. And then
this
like
is everything.
They announced they announced that game the other day where it was just like it's like a co-op split screen game.
Yeah.
And I see someone just like, I can't play it by myself now. And I'm just like,
fucking lol. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. No matter what happens, well, there's going to be something that you complain about.
You know, it's human nature. People will find anything and everything to complain about. It's not just video games.
Yeah.
I mean, look at any YouTube video on any subject. It could be someone demonstrating how to change a tire. And then there'll be a YouTube comment saying, that pump, that wrench in the background with a purple handle, I really don't like that purple. Then there's a comment underneath, no, the purple handle's really nice, I really like that, but I hate purple. You know, and it just goes on and on and on. People will find complaints.
I wouldn't know anything about YouTube comments hating just anything when I release a musical episode of my YouTube series and get a million comments that are like, why are there so many songs? What? It's a musical.
Yeah, it's a musical. God. We wouldn't know anything about that. I mean, like, if I were to, let's say, put out a video on my own personal top 10 weapons in all of Destiny, why would I not expect someone to tell me to keep myself for
Fallout Zero's machine? I'm going to say, though, I feel like you asked for it with that video.
A little bit, you know what? But like,
a little bit.
When I was making that video, I'm going to fucking clarify, all right? Let's fucking clarify. I was telling Mega all about this, dude. I had a huge fucking spreadsheet, and I was like, okay, can I dare to dance close to the fire, make a top 10 video, and not put Fatebringer in it? Dare I poke the bear? And yes, I dared, because I was like, hey, it might be fun, because I specifically wrote in the script, I was like, hey, do you agree with my list? If not, why don't we talk about it in the comment section? Share with me your favorite guns. Let's have a discussion. I was like, that's cool, because like all these YouTubers are always asking for like, hey, let's talk about it in the comment section. So I purposely left off two guns that I thought would probably maybe should be on there. And I thought it would be like, well, good list, but you know, I really like this gun. We'd take a walk down memory lane. And people were like, you need to kill yourself right now.
It's like, the torture pitchfork.
Cool. Fun times that YouTube puts.
Someone tweeted at us today on Husky Raid. We tweeted, it's been 2 years since we started Destiny Cops. One Twitter reply, hang yourselves.
Mega sends me this DM, and I was like, well, that's the YouTube comment section for you. And he's like, that was on Twitter. I was like, what? Who are these people?
I love people's just I love people complaining on it's the funniest thing in the world to me every time, so I love it. But yeah,
it hurts though when pubes start growing out of your body. You have to cast your minds back to that point in time, you know. So there's a lot of pain and anguish going on.
So Fallout wouldn't understand.
Is that what these people is that what we're gonna refer to these to the people who go out of their way? Just pubes? They're the YouTube pubes.
Yes.
No, they're having growing pains. They're transitioning from 11 years old through to 30.
U pubes? That's what they are. U-pubes. They are officially U pubes. That's what you are.
New term.
You commenting on this video right now.
Yep.
You're a U-puber.
Where's Steph?
U-puber.
Where is he? Goddamn. We didn't answer any questions.
We didn't answer any questions. But we also didn't finish mentioning I have very small hands. Let's get back to the topic at hand, guys. All right,
please.
Shockingly small. You'll see. You'll all see at GuardianCon. All right.
And you pubes, you've heard it here, man. That's it.
We got to answer at least one or two questions, though, right?
Yeah, there's got to be
one really important question at the very start of this stream. Do you think Anthem is going to be the Destiny 2 killer? Get it out of the way now.
Let's start from the beginning. Explain Anthem, because I know nothing about Anthem whatsoever. So just synopsis, quick, brief.
Okay, Anthem is a third-person shooter. It's a looter shooter, sort of like Destiny. It's third-person. It's exploration-based and big open-world gameplay, at least from the trailer we got to see today. People are comparing it to Destiny mainly because of the setting. It's kind of futuristic. It takes place within a city behind a big wall, apparently the last city of mankind, so sort of that kind of vibe. And you get into a suit, you go exploring with your friends. It's I think a multiplayer only game, so it's very heavily centered around cooperative play and stuff like that. And they're calling it the BioWare Destiny, and I have to admit it does kind of have that vibe. It's not Destiny, but it's got that vibe. It looks cool. I'll play it. When I watch the big gameplay trailer at the end of the Microsoft press conference today, I kind of got what I call Destiny 2013 trailer vibes, or like if you guys remember that original E3 trailer for Destiny, where it was like they were doing the first story mission and like you get to see the wall and it's like this big expansive world and it looks amazing and all this stuff, and like you're killing enemies and getting Thunderlord to drop and ridiculous stuff like that. That was the kind of exploration centered vibe I got from the Anthem trailer. And because of that, I get the feeling it's not going to look anything like that when it eventually comes out in 2018. RIP.
Is it a Destiny killer? My answer would be no.
No.
Because third person. That's one of the main things. This is the two, and obviously in the incredibly uncannily similar backbone. It was. You know, like, yeah.
I mean, my answer is that it's like it's not just one or the other. You know, you can have a bunch of killer games out in the game world at the same time. You can play both. I mean, Overwatch wasn't the Destiny killer, and Overwatch is a freaking phenomenal, amazing game. Yeah. You can play Overwatch, and then you can come play Destiny. It's just different. I mean, it looks like a really hype, cool
game. Division killer.
Fallout, you're either Team Anthem or you're Team Destiny.
That's the thing. People support
you choose one right now.
Yeah, people support like games like they do like a football team. They have to have some kind of territorial thing behind it, you know.
Yeah.
It's like can't like the Rolling Stones if you like fucking the Beatles and all that kind of stuff. It's been a thing forever, hasn't it, really?
You're going to walk into a bar in the Pacific Northwest with a Destiny shirt on, and someone's going to be like, you take that off right now. Right now in my bar, you take that shit off.
This is an Anthem
bar right here. Town, buddy.
One really cool thing about
it, boy.
You can fly in that game. I thought that was freaking cool. Where they just like they jump off the thing and it's just like free flight wherever you want to go. That was cool.
Story. It's like patrolling and you're Iron Man. That's what it is. Pretend you're patrolling.
There's some interesting
Destiny
stuff about that, though, because it didn't necessarily confirm that you can fly anywhere you want. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of them,
way more linear than they're trying to present.
Did they not tell me that I could fly to those mountains?
They didn't tell you.
If you can't fly to an app, I'm not pre-ordering.
I mean, it looked like they sort of flew in a very specific space, and then they ran down a hallway of jungle, and then they kind of took off into like a not anywhere place and flew into a storm. I don't know. I don't feel like it's just complete open space. I guess if there's connectors to different areas like Destiny 2, then that's still fine. But I don't know if we're going to be able to like fly to the top of the whole but if island you could, and look holy out around. Shit,
that would be amazing really, if you could. I mean,
I watched 2 minutes of the reveal thing, and it made me think most of that Xenoblade Chronicles sequel on the Wii U. That's what it reminded me of.
Xenoblade Chronicles X.
It was just like kind of big, huge world with the city, and then like dinosaur and robot crap. I was like, all right, so it's that game, but with like Destiny mixed in. Could be cool. Yeah. But I'm a first person over third person man personally, so it ain't gonna kill Destiny for me.
Yeah.
Yes. And there we go. We answered one, guys. We did it.
Did it.
Excellent. Boom. Question.
High five right there.
Boom. I don't know which.
Mega tier. There it is.
That was
good.
We're professionals. We're good. Professional story, all right?
Magic. Know. I'm going to tickle all your balls.
Well, I can't stop you.
Oh, God. We need Destiny 2 to be out now.
Yeah. I want the beta. I want to be able to stream the beta.
Well, we know we're going to get the beta date sometime tomorrow. I think I think they even came out and officially stated that we're going to learn more about the beta tomorrow. Do you remember when the beta was for Destiny 1? Wasn't it announced at E3?
I actually can't remember.
I can't remember at all. Years ago when a beta came out? Come on.
I know. Man. How dare I? The only thing I remember was that it was like, oh yeah, the alpha's on PlayStation. I was like, those fucking bastards. Here I am on Xbox. Not anymore. Like a chump.
Well, chat is telling me July 17th. So that would kind of coincide with some of the crazy things that we've been hearing via conspiracy theories. And I don't know. You guys think it's going to be Bungie Day, maybe the 17th? I would love it if it's next week. They just come out beta next week.
Yeah. Easy Got there, it. Link.
Yeah. I can dream. Let me dream.
Some of us have shit we're working on right now, and I don't have time to be playing a beta. So
I'm working on it too, but I want a beta.
Look,
the day one beta was long, though, wasn't it?
It was really, like 2 weeks.
It was like a week or really was long. It two? Really?
They had more than one beta.
They extended it too, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
They extended it, and then they also opened the first mission on the moon.
Am I right,
and
guys?
Then they had a.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're right.
I just remember that, like, the night that the beta was closing, the last thing we all did was have a dance party in the tower.
Yeah, that's my kind of way to end a night. All right, let me tell you.
The world is
my language.
I'm excited for that. I'm hoping it's sooner rather than later. I don't want to wait another month to get my hands on this game, but we'll see. That's a pipe dream, I guess.
Yeah, it is. It is definitely. I'm just glad to know that it won't be during Guardian Con. I'm assuming by the fact that Deej and Cosmo are going to Guardian Con that they're not going to have the beta during
good
that
call.
Time. Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah. I saw they bought tickets. I was like, cool. So I don't need to worry about that then. All right. Never let silence. Never let us have dead air. Keep talking. Someone say something.
That's my best offering for you there.
Take it.
That's professional work.
I'm scrolling up and down the chat here looking for tidbits, looking for morsels.
Little tidbits.
Anything.
Somebody talking about they confirmed that they have a closed alpha circulating right now on Bungie's podcast, which it's neat.
That was
no surprise there, right?
Yeah, I mean,
no real surprise though.
You're telling me that Bungie is playing their game before anyone else? Is that what you're telling me?
If I just tweet at Cosmo, he'll just let me play the alpha right now. You think that would work? What if we all tweet for me to be able to play? Can we just all agree to that? We all just tweeted him. I think
so. Mega, you had a few days with the alpha. Can you tell us anything? Oh well, there's a few dance moves, but what about like good guns or anything? Social space is pretty cool. There's a lot of good emotes.
You can get like 9 people into a patrol group together now. It's way better for making dances.
I haven't figured out the no HUD glitch yet, but I figured out how to maximize like 80% of the screen for a machinima video or something.
absolutely what I'll be doing day one.
We got one from Truth down there. How long do we play D2 until we uninstall D1? Never! Never!
I'm gonna uninstall Destiny 1 immediately.
No, man. I'm leaving it there.
It's immediately gone.
I have no reason to play it once D2 is out, and I'm going to get 51 gigs open on my PS4 so I can install a new game.
Well, that's true. How much space do I have? I
can't just let it all sit there.
Mouse, and I can't hear a damn thing. It's great. I'm just sitting here.
Yeah. I'm going to leave it there. If I've got the space, I'm just, you know, I do with.
Come back and look at your stuff, you know.
Looking back on it,
still try for the Luna that I'm never gonna get. You know, that's people. We were talking about that, like D1 still going on for years. Like on my gravestone, here lies the body, blah blah blah. R.I.P. Still didn't get the Luna from D1 that I wanted. It's gonna happen. Well, there we go then. I think that's it then. We're wrapped. We're wrapped then. If we've got no meaty questions to answer, we are wrapped.
Yeah, I'm gonna go dig into this GI article word for word, and then tune into Sony tomorrow night, and maybe we'll
have some time news. Again for everybody that might have missed it.
9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific,
like 4 a.m. your time. Story, I want to say,
an hour before whenever we started this podcast for story.
Right.
So just get the highlights, fam. Just get the highlights later on.
I don't think I'll be. I mean, I don't know. It depends. Like, I've got a few odd photography jobs this week to do. So, like, if anything clashes, then I won't be able to stay up that late. But if not, then I'll sit there in the dark in my pants with a cup of tea,
waiting.
Maybe some ice cream to reward me for waking up at poo the bed o'clock. No.
Just in gaming news in general, I really hope Sony's does better than Microsoft's. And just in terms of the games I'm interested in, I'm a huge, huge Assassin's Creed fan, and that looks really, really cool.
Origins looks good. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Last of Us 2, Destiny. I don't know. There's some real cool things that we could be seeing tomorrow night. So I'm really stoked to watch this.
Yeah, I think Microsoft really raised the bar with their press conference. It's definitely the best press conference they've had in the past few years when it comes to E3. And if Sony can match that or get close to it, I think we're in for a good show. And Destiny 2 is certainly going to be a rather large part of that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Also, remember, we've got that Bungie panel tomorrow, too, with Pete Parsons and The Big Show. WWE
The Big
Superstar.
Show.
When is that happening?
I think it's happening at 12, I want to say.
I love that's a thing, by the way. How did they just like, hey, Big Show, you want to come be on the panel? He's a Destiny player. It's like so random.
It
whatever.
Is very weird.
It's amazing.
It's a very
amazing.
Weird get. I'm not going to lie to you. It's an odd get.
It's a get nonetheless, you know? Yes. They're going to have a panel with him moderating, which I think is the coolest thing in the world.
Amazing. If there's one thing that wrestlers are known for, it's intellectually moderating panels for a game. So it makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
I'm sure he's going to be very impartial and fair to any talk about Titans. That guy
he's totally a Titan, right?
He hates Titans. The Big Show hates Titans. He thinks Hammer of Soul is like the cheapest super in the game.
Scrub, eh? Scrub mentality 101.
Interview was like back.
It was really old.
2015.
Yeah, it was old. It was like when they first came out. It's like Golden Gun, but they have a homing hammer that they get
like
a million of.
Okay,
It's okay, Big Show.
Golden Gun is
if you're listening right now
because it's hit scan.
If you're listening to Big Show, I'll show you
the way. 2 years ago sounds stupid. My bad. I just want to shut that down once and for all. If it's still wondering.
Thank you, Bones. We'll make sure to set Big Show straight.
Tomorrow.
If you could reach it.
So much for our chances of ever getting Big Show on this podcast, guys. Reach the dream.
I didn't say anything. I love you. Big Show, I love you, dog.
I've always loved you. I don't care how many times you change heel or face. I'll always love you. You'll always be
Captain
face
Insano
to me, baby.
Captain Insano shows no mercy.
Exactly. We're in this. Oh, God. Can we fucking end this podcast or what?
It's time. Put it to bed. It is.
Thank God.
Well, right on, ladies and gentlemen. I think that is it for episode 121 of the Planet Destiny. 122. One additional one of the Planet Destiny.
121 plus one.
Plus one. There we go. The one right before the Sony press conference at E3. When we come back next week, we will no doubt have learned a bunch of new things about the sequel to the game we've been playing for way too long. So make sure you tune into that. But before we get on out of here, we will, of course, let you know where you can find us all across the internet and what we've got coming up. Yo, who's above me right now? Okay, Mega, you're above me. What you got going on, man?
Boom! Destiny Cop Season 2 is what I got going on all the time on Husky Rage channel for the next 3 weeks. We're still going to be premiering episodes weekly on our Twitch at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Monday. So we got a new episode coming out tomorrow. Musical episode came out last week. It's hype. It's super great. You're going to love it. Go to my channel, please. I need views. I need to feed my kids someday.
My future kids.
Yes. Fallout, what about you?
Follow me, twitch.tv/falloutplays. I'm going to be streaming every night this week because my computer is about to die. I don't have the ability to make new YouTube videos until my new computer gets built, which should be over the weekend. So, yeah, I'm streaming every night this week, including, like, an all-day stream on Wednesday.
Sorry, follow me. YouTube subs, but he's a Twitch boy now.
Yeah. Twitch boy. On that partnership grind. So follow me there and catch me this week. Bones, what do you got?
Hello, my name is Bones.
Minimbone.
Follow me on Twitter. At this point, don't read my tweets. They're not good.
I don't read all 200 of his confessions about himself on Twitter.
Those were good.
If you want Destiny 2 news, follow something else because I don't tweet news tweets. If you want to know random, kind of unimportant.
What his Little League jersey number was.
Yeah, very. Also, some deep, some very surface level facts about me. I still have like 200 to tweet. Or maybe more at this point. I haven't checked, but I'm just saying stuff. So that's my Twitter feed right now. But for more relevant information, Story, where can they find you?
You can find me at twitchtv.storymachine. It's down here. I'll be streaming all the week. We've got the Ministry of Silly Raids happening on Tuesday. Big raids happening with Just Jason, Epic Web Noises, and all the boys. Come say hello. And Overwatch, because that's keeping me alive at the moment. Overwatch on PC, getting my PC aim up, loving that direct input and reveling in it. So yeah, come and say hello. Link, how about yourself?
Yo, hi, my name is The Black Link. You can find me pretty much everywhere on the internet at The Black Link. Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube, all of it at The Black Link. This week is going to be, I'm probably going to be really busy because I do most of the news videos for the Planet Destiny channel. So I'm probably going to be busy making a lot of Destiny 2 information vids for the PD channel.
Stream-wise, such a great voice, you bastard.
Yeah, it's my fault. Blame my parents and my chromosomes and genes and whatnot. But I'm probably going to be maybe a little bit lighter on streams this week just because of all the work we're going to have to do, but I might be having some extra streams this week. Not Destiny, Metal Gear. I've been playing a lot of the Phantom Pain, going back through that because it's a fantastic freaking game with no story, just like Destiny.
I'm going to tune into some of that. Dinger! That sounds good, man. I'm interested. Yeah.
Hold it, Kojima. Yeah. But that'll be coming up during the week. So make sure you stay tuned both to my YouTube channel and to Planet Destiny's YouTube channel. That's the most likely place you'll be able to find me. But all right, I do believe that is it. Once again, thanks so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to episode 121 plus one of the Planet Destiny podcast. We'll catch you guys post E3 next week.
Love ya.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.